From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is defending his new plans for NASA, saying it will save jobs. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports on Mr. Obama's tour of a launch pad at Cape Canaveral, where a commercial rocket will be launched.
The rocket is called Falcon 9. It was built by SpaceX, a private company that wants to take cargo and eventually astronauts up to the International Space Station for NASA. Elon Musk is the founder of SpaceX. He showed off the rocket to the president.
He asked a lot of questions about the rocket and the spacecraft, and he was very interested in how it worked and what sort of timing we thought was feasible.
Commercial transportation to the space station is a centerpiece of President Obama's new vision for spaceflight. He wants to free up NASA to develop technologies for going farther out into space. But critics say it would be a mistake to rely on unproven companies to get to the station when NASA has the most experience in space travel. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
President Obama has signed legislation giving hundreds of thousands of unemployed Americans until June to receive additional jobless benefits. The bill also includes health care subsidies for the unemployed and prevents a 21% cut in Medicare reimbursements to doctors. Tax Day Tea Party events drew thousands in cities across the nation. Ron Stoffer traveled from Junction City, Kansas to Washington, D.C. to protest what he called an unfair system.
We don't mind paying our fair share, but when so few Americans are actually paying the taxes, and then the tax money is being squandered for the unions and other folks, we feel like we're being cheated.
Thursday's events wrapped up a national protest tour that began several weeks ago in Nevada. There was an anti-incumbent air in Atlanta, where the Tea Party movement hopes to become a force in electing conservatives in the fall. It's too unsafe to fly in much of northern Europe because of thick ash from a volcano in Iceland. As Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, that's putting the brakes on travel around the world.
With the airspace closed or severely restricted in all of northern Europe, including major global hubs such as London and Paris, the huge cloud of ash emanating from tiny Iceland is affecting the entire world. Flights from North America to Europe are being canceled as it's unclear when the volcanic dust from Wednesday's eruption will disperse enough so that visibility is restored and jet engines won't be damaged by the tiny grains. Hundreds of thousands of people are already stranded or having to find alternate means of transportation. Some of those grounded travelers include European Union diplomats who are due to open a summit of finance ministers in Madrid early Friday, and the president of the European Parliament, who's had to cancel his appointment with the Pope in Rome. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
From Washington, this is NPR News. The fragile government in Zimbabwe appears to be on collision course over the issue of transferring control of foreign firms to local blacks. NPR's Charlene Hunter-Galt reports the government vows to move forward with the plan.
Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe insists the law aimed at transferring 51% ownership of foreign firms to black Zimbabweans will only be slightly delayed for further consultations. This despite an announcement Tuesday from the Movement for Democratic Change, Mugabe's coalition partner, saying the law, which went into effect on March 1st, was null and void. The regulations gave foreign-owned firms 45 days to state how they plan to sell the shares within the next 5 years. Analysts have said the law would discourage investment and hurt the economy, still on the rebound from shrinking more than 40% during a decade of political crisis. But the current political stalemate on this issue could usher in another crisis. Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Johannesburg.
An attorney says 9 U.S. missionaries released from jail weeks after trying to take a group of children out of Haiti are no longer facing charges. The 9 returned to the United States in February and in March, but charges were not dropped until now. Their leader is still being held in a Haitian jail. The group says they believe they were helping orphans of the January earthquake in Haiti. Asian stocks edged lower in early trading on Friday on the news of higher U.S. unemployment claims. Stocks in Shanghai, Hong Kong, and Tokyo all down over 1% at this hour. U.S. stocks rose for a sixth straight session following a better-than-expected earnings report from UPS, but mixed economic news, including a rise in jobless claims, concerned investors. This is NPR News, Washington.